Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
Yeah, what up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tinfoil Hat. You know who I am. You know what I'm here to do. Okay, I'm here to rock. Joining me, as always, my partner in crime, XG in the place to be, Xavier Guerrero.
Oh, shit, he got it right for the first time.
There we go, dude.
Damn.
Hey, man, this is the beginning of a new dawn, dog. So, hey, man, we had fun out in Huntington Beach. We crushed that stuff. You killed.
Thank you.
7 minutes of fury.
I tried.
Yeah, you did great, man.
Thank you,
everybody crushed. It was a lot of fun. And so things are going great. And that's why that's our third sellout in a row. These shows are selling out. That's why it's important to grab your tickets quickly. Santa Cruz, we are coming. We're coming to DNA Comedy Lab. We are going to be there July 20th. Grab your tickets now. These are shows are selling out. Grab them quickly, man. So and they've been amazing. You get about 40 minutes from Eddie, 40 minutes from me, 7 minutes from XG, and then we do some Q&A, and who knows where that goes. And they've been nothing but fun. So grab your tickets now. Also, Sacramento, we are going to be at Harlow's Nightclub. That's right. We're going to be there August 2nd. Go to harlows.com, grab your tickets. That show will sell out. Grab your tickets, grab your tickets. Tomorrow night at the Comedy Store, it's looking like it's going to be a sellout, but grab your tickets now for Comedy Chaos, brought to you by our good friends at Absolute Extract. Go to Absolute Extract, get the, just go to abx.org. They are the next. Everybody's getting a weed game now. This is a $1 billion company. I'm
Dude,
weed.
They got everything.
They got everything.
And they hook you up.
They got a vagina CBD. I think they got a, like, green card CBD. If you're illegal, you can get some CBD that way. I mean, they got everything.
Pills, alcohol,
you name
little
it.
Vape pens.
Yeah, anal bleaching. It's all there, man. Beer. I mean, we got weed, beer. Unbelievable. What a wonderful time to be alive, man. Get high as shit. I'm going to get my dad high.
Dude, you still got to push THC pills? What were you pushing?
High and hard?
High and
I'm
hard.
I'm working on it. Trust me. It's going to happen, okay? So go to our good friends at abx.org. And if you're in L.A. tomorrow, it's a killer lineup. Joey Diaz, Dane Cook, the list goes on and on. Who else? Bobby Lee, Ian Edwards, and the young lady from... Guys, we fuck. So it's going to be a killer lineup. So check that out. T-shirts are up. New T-shirts are up all the time. There's so many varieties. It's a great way to support the show. Check out the T-shirts. They just had the new one.
No, not yet.
We go deep. Okay, that's going up. It's incredible.
Right,
yeah, you got Sam Zilla there.
Look at that.
This kid's rocking the gear. People always give me shit from wearing my own stuff. I'm like, dude, Jordan wears his own sneakers. You know?
Right, yeah.
I'm going to invent a whole wardrobe of conspiracy stuff. Just a whole lizard tracksuit thing. Just all lizard stuff. Bam.
Tracksuits, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the next thing right there.
Yeah, instead of having a little alligator, I'll just have a lizard right there.
I'm feeling it.
Dude, you got to think outside the box, dog. And, of course, give it up for our good friends at BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs. Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code HAT100, and they will double any deposit you make up to $500. So go do that. Help it out. Could have made some money on these fights, on women's soccer, on this 15-year-old just wrecking white people. Wrecking white people and black people.
Did you see the knockout?
Oh, the knockout? 5 seconds.
Wow.
Dude, that was rough. But that's a different podcast. That's the business. What time we're at? 5 minutes. I don't want to hear about it. Boom. Get in, get out. Tripoli. Oh, and the Patreon is killing it right now. We did something about Jeffrey Epstein last night, so go check that out. Go to patreon.com/tinfoilhat. All right, joining us, he's got a wonderful YouTube channel. He's got a wonderful Facebook page, and he's got a wonderful Instagram. I love his Instagram. He's killing it. It's called Forbidden Knowledge News. Please welcome Christopher Matthews, everybody. How are you, bud?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Tell us a little bit about Forbidden Knowledge News.
Well, for me, I just cover anything that they refuse to cover in the mainstream. I cover anything from earth changes, which there are a lot of going on right now, UFOs, conspiracies, paranormal, things that are going on behind the scenes, the people that control us and their psychopathic ways, everything that is just not covered that you don't see in the mainstream.
I love it, dude. You're speaking my language, homeboy. So how did you get into this?
Oh, man, it started about probably 5 years ago. My now ex-wife actually kind of opened my eyes to some things.
She's a lizard person.
What's that?
She's a lizard person?
Probably so.
All right,
starting
man.
To lean that way.
All right.
But she actually pointed out, you know, they're spraying shit in the sky. And I didn't believe her at first. I had my cognitive dissonance, and I was, you know, saying that's just condensation. But, you know, something just kind of kept slapping me in the back of the head about it. So I started doing some research into that. And that just led me down every possible rabbit hole you could imagine. Once I started finding out one thing, I just kept on finding out more and more, and I couldn't keep it to myself. I started up the Facebook page. It was a lot about the earth changes, because I started to notice an uptick in earth changes. Someone turned me on to Planet X. For a while, I was into the Planet X thing. Now I'm not so sure, but there's something going on. And then I started getting into the UFOs and all the other rabbit holes that just, you know, lead down the deepest paths. And then I started my channel a little over a year and a half ago, and it's doing really good.
I'm super happy for
you,
dude.
It's awesome. It's a great experience.
You're killing it, dude. And you know what? YouTube, everything's a rabbit hole. Everything. You just start looking at something, next thing you know, you're like, you're convinced SpongeBob SquarePants is really gay porn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go deep, deep into that shit, man. I love your channel. You go all over the place. Where's the draw from? Where are you from?
I'm from South Louisiana.
South Louisiana. And how is,
yeah, man.
How is conspiracies... I hate that trait, but how's that play in South Louisiana?
You know, to be honest with you, I have no close friends that are open to any of this. All my, you know, friends that believe or, you know, have an open mind to any of this live in other states. They live in other countries. I have friends here, but we don't talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the most closed-minded states that you can be in when it comes to this alternative community.
Well, that's the whole country, brother.
Rough.
That's everywhere you go. People just are afraid to hear what's going on. They'd rather hear comforting lies than unsettling truths. And it's just, I mean, I'm dealing with it. I'm home. My girlfriend, my mother, they hate this show. They hate it. They don't want it anymore. They want me to stop. they don't want me to stop, but they're like, does it have to be conspiracies all the time? I'm like, it's not all the time. It's just
right.
80% of the time.
No, it's just like when something big happens. So everyone's mad right now because I've been just teeing off on everybody about Jeffrey Epstein, you know, and all that stuff.
But you're right. You've called it. So why
of
not
course,
tell them
man.
About it?
But they just get mad, man, because they just want to turn on Rachel Maddow and hear of an attractive lesbian talk about bullshit, you know, and that's what they want to hear. So your first thing was you weren't skeptical when you were young or anything like that? Because my first one is Santa Claus. Santa Claus is the first conspiracy. Then it was the Iron Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And then from there, it's been a rabbit hole. You know what's so funny, man? I was looking at your page. It's wonderful, your YouTube channel. Please, everybody, check it out. We live in dude, everything I thought is not real. It's not true. It's just like what is up is down and all that stuff. So I went over your page. I did some stuff because I really love your Instagram. And, man, we've had some earthquakes. This is a really great time for us to talk to you because you've done a bunch of videos on earthquakes. We just had two, right? Where were you when the earthquakes hit?
Chilling, smoking weed. Thought I was high.
Thought you were like, dude, this
I was
is
like,
so
what's
good
going
weed.
On? Yeah.
What's
the two largest in decades, man. It's getting crazy. So, and, you know, a lot of people don't know that there was about 3,000 smaller tremors preceding this. And that's something that, you know, you're not going to hear in the mainstream. I have to find a lot of the stories and news that I work with from different countries, from news outlets other than the United States. I have to actually copy and paste different languages into the translate to find out what the hell's going on around the world because there's so much censorship going on around this and everything else.
Well, you know, man, that just shows what a wonderful person you are and how dedicated you are because that's about 90 steps more than anybody else is willing to do. They just don't even want to try. And the fact that you're going to websites and having to do Google Translate just lets me know you're really hungry for the truth. So we have all, I don't know if you've studied the LA earthquakes. The whole thing is that there's a very top secret base out here around, it's called China Lakes. And
right.
Supposedly some people think that might have something to do with it. And it's really weird. It came out of nowhere. We had Donald Trump, and I'm going to lose Aaron here, but we had Donald Trump. You know, we have – no. Hold on. Who said this? Somebody – there was some stuff going around through the truth community that something big was going to go down on the 4th or the 5th, and then the earthquake happens. And I don't know if that's what they're talking about, but it's very interesting.
It is interesting, and I don't know about that. You know, I've heard the theories, but there's a lot of theories that I'm working with, and I'm not leaning one way in particular, but there has been a major increase in earthquake activity. It's up actually 2,000% since 1900. So, I mean, there's something definitely going on planetary-wide with our earthquakes. And, you know, volcanoes as well. I think it's actually all linked to volcanic activity.
Let's hold off. And I want to get into the I want to study the earthquakes real quick and then we'll get into the volcanoes. Yeah. So the earthquakes, we have a big jump in earthquakes. I used to have an app that would tell me when the earthquakes were coming. And
I've got like five of those.
Do they work for you?
They do. I mean, most of them work pretty good. There's some that, you know, miss a lot, but there's some that are better than others.
So, I mean, like, I saw some of your videos. You're telling me we're having earthquakes in, like, places they normally aren't, like New York and Florida?
They have been, yes. They've been Florida, New York, not large magnitude, but very rare. And the frequency is also something that's very odd. They're happening more and more in these odd locations.
And through your research, we'll get into volcanoes, but is there any other thing that might be like why this is happening?
Well, I mean, there's theories of fracking. I want to get into that is probably better saved for later, the electromagnetism caused by cosmic energy and cosmic rays.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that.
One of the underlying causes that I think is possible, but we'll probably want to get into that later when we talk about the magnetic field.
Should I move, man? I'm in L.A. Is something big coming? Your thoughts. Crunch the data.
Anywhere near the coast I think is dangerous because of the tsunami risk. But there's a lot of activity in California right now. You have the San Andreas fault line. It's getting pretty dicey. I live in South Louisiana. I live near the coast, and I am very nervous about tsunamis as well, even though there's not a lot of earthquake activity out there. Although there wasn't a 4.5 in the Gulf last year, which is kind of interesting. So, yeah, I would be kind of concerned. I think everybody should do a level of prepping right now, no matter where you're at, just because of this strange uptick and what's going on around the planet, you know?
I mean,
have you prepared at all?
No. Dana wants to go prepare.
My roommate's got a backpack.
What are you going to do? What are you going to get, some rollerblades?
It's good to at least have
what should we get?
60 days of supplies, you know, water, food, canned goods, basic survival needs. I mean, something you can start a fire with. If you have a portable generator, that would be awesome.
Dude, I live in L.A. Where am I putting all this stuff? I got moved, dude. You just convinced me. I'm getting out of here. F this place. I'm out. I'm gone.
What were you doing when you felt the earthquake?
I was doing a podcast about the other earthquake, and then I hit the second earthquake hit me, and I was like, "What's going on in my car?" Because it felt like it was revving, right? And I'm like, "Why is my car revving?" And then I looked at the car next to me, and the car it looked like two people were banging, having sex in there. It was just like, I'm like, "Damn, we're having another one." Thank God it wasn't near us, because that would have destroyed us. They felt it in Vegas during the Summer League games. They were doing NBA Summer League games. They had to stop it because the scoreboard was shaking.
Oh, shit. That's scary.
Yeah, it sent shockwaves around seismographs all through the country.
Mexico felt it, too. My dad called me back. He's like, hey,
man.
Not too far, but TJ, it's a little further, but he was still like, hey, did you feel that? I was like, yep.
Your dad said, yeah?
Yeah. No, he's the one who called me. Yeah.
I mean, those buildings aren't well built.
Oh, they're made out of concrete. They don't like sway like the wood does a little bit.
Isn't that crazy? You have this border, and on one side is the most beautiful city in the entire world. San Diego's so beautiful, Brazilians go there to fucking vacation. That's how beautiful San Diego. And then you go over this weird little border, and now you got kids selling 6-year-old Chiclets gum, and there's a donkey show somewhere.
Yep.
Well, that makes me think of they had a 5.7 in Iran today, and we are lucky to have the infrastructure that we do, because if we had the shitty infrastructure like in some of the places in Iran – they had, I think, 8 people die and 20 people injured from this 5.7 because it demolished buildings. I mean, in many ways, we're lucky to have, you know, the infrastructure, because a 7.1, with that infrastructure, there would have been mass damage, you know?
So it's probably fracking is a big part of this. I mean, plate tectonics.
It's possible.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to do zero research and make a call here. Boom. I'm going with fracking because they have some fracking out here. I mean, it's all over the place, dude, which is so crazy, man. But you also think it could have something to do with volcanoes.
Yeah, I think that the Earth is heating from within. I think the magma plumes are expanding. Right now, they have 75 volcanoes erupting or on alert. The average is like 20 to 30, maybe 40 at any given time that are going off. There's a ridiculous amount of number of volcanoes going off right now, especially in the Ring of Fire. Indonesia's a very dangerous area right now. I would not want to be anywhere near that area. Huge tsunami risk. I mean, and they actually have a swarm of almost 3,000 earthquakes near the Coso Volcanic Field in California. So it's getting close to home as well. I think that definitely something is affecting the core of the planet to where all these volcanoes are waking up right now. Mexico, too. There's like four going off in Guatemala alone. There's some going off in the Kermitic Islands off the Alaskan coast. It's getting crazy, man.
Have you had anybody on that's told you maybe what might be causing this other than Mother Nature's
I've had all kinds of theories. I mean, I've had theories from Planet X to the Grand Solar Minimum to we're heading to the galactic center of the solar system. I mean, there is – or the other one is that it's being intentionally caused, you know, not only through fracking – but geoengineering and the shit they're spraying in the air and HAARP and everything that they're doing to our planet intentionally, possibly for depopulation purposes.
Well, when I go to your web, your YouTube page, you just have 70 volcanoes here, 80 volcanoes here, 30 volcanoes. I mean, it just seems like 68 volcanoes on eruption alert. I mean, it just...
There's 81 over 2 weeks ago.
Right. And I've been covering this for, like I said, 4 years. It started out around average numbers, somewhat above average, and every year it just kept creeping up and up. So I do believe there's a connection with these earthquakes and the volcanic activity.
So we're having an earthquake. Mother Nature's just ready to pop off. Pop
She's
off.
Angry. There's something going on, man.
Now, Yellowstone, talk to me about that, because that's the mother lode right there.
Right.
There was this whole theory that some of like the smartest scientists and business people are all sending their children to Australia for college, because if shit's the fan and all these super volcanoes erupt, Australia's going to be the only place that's safe at this point.
Right.
Have you heard anything about that?
Right now, what's concerning for me about Yellowstone is the Steamboat Geyser. It's having record amount of eruptions. 26 so far
this
year.
What is that, the Steamboat?
But last year, it beat the all-time record at 32 eruptions. The previous record was 29 in 1964. This is extremely strange behavior for the geyser. And the other thing is they've had some deformations of the ground in certain places, and they've had some concerning earthquake swarms. Other than that, there's not much else going on at Yellowstone that indicates anything. There's been, like I said, a lot of earthquake swarms that are concerning, not of large magnitude.
But like a super volcano. Like, right. It erupts, we're all dead.
It's
going to cause a nuclear winter. It's going to put that ash cloud over the whole country.
Can an earthquake in California trigger it?
You know, I've heard theories that it can. I haven't done much research on that. I know there are magma plumes reaching all the way from Yellowstone down to near Mexico. So, you know, there's a possibility with any large magnitude earthquake or volcanic eruption of huge ruptures throughout the country, you know, there's possibility of the New Madrid splitting from a large enough earthquake.
Oh, my God. And then the whole thing about Arizona Bay, that the earthquake gets so bad, California and Nevada fall right into the water.
Well, I've heard that. That's been supposed to be happening for a long time. That sounds like a shit show.
Our houses fall into water is going to be a shit show. That'll be the name of this episode. Shit show. You're not worried about Yellowstone.
Well, I am worried, but I haven't seen as much activity that I should be really concerned about that right now. I think there are probably more concerning things going on besides Yellowstone, just with the other volcanic activity, and it's really concerning about those earthquakes in California, just because we had just two huge ones back to back, and it's something we haven't seen in decades. In conjunction with the other earthquake activity and volcanic activity, it's concerning because it's getting close to home now.
So you brought up Steamboat Geyser. What is that?
It's a geyser in Yellowstone. It erupts periodically. It basically releases the pressure built up there.
And you're more worried about that than you are than the super volcano?
Oh, no. This is an indicator for me.
Okay.
That's the reason I bring it up, is because the pressure, it's a new record eruption. So that means there's more pressure than we've ever seen before.
Damn. Well, it's when it gets so hot that the water ends up coming out. So right. If there's a lot of those, eventually it'll pop.
Yeah, something's going to blow.
Yeah.
Something's going to blow. Wow, dude. Everyone's been saying these super volcanoes are going to be the end of everything. So we got planetary changes you think are coming from inside out, or you believe that might be the case inside
out.
Well,
it's a large possibility. We have the grand solar minimum going on right now, or so we're being told. I mean, there's a lot of activity on the sun for it being a grand solar minimum. And, you know, one of the concerns with that is, you know, there's a lot more cosmic rays that are getting through to our planet, and our magnetosphere is weaker than it's ever been. And that goes to the movement of the magnetic the pole. Then the other thing is, you know,
hold
planet
on,
X.
Hold on, dude. You're just dropping all the – you're just dropping so much stuff. Let's – okay. We're going to get into this. Start from the beginning of what you said there. It's – you just dropped – what's going on with the sun?
So supposedly we're in a grand solar minimum.
What is
where
that?
The sun is – the sun has lower activity. It goes through cycles. It has lower activity than normal, and
that's
the reason
bad.
It could be dangerous for us is because it's allowing more cosmic rays around it to penetrate towards the Earth. Cosmic radiation energy.
So hold on. So you're saying because the sun is flickering a little less, let's say, that energy in the solar system or space is pounding us harder than normal?
Yeah, now I'm no scientist. This is just based on the very little research I've done on this and the guests talking about it. This is one of the possibilities. Then now from what I know, yes, we are getting pounded by more cosmic radiation.
Because the sun is
it's because of this grand solar minimum.
Holy shit. That's just crazy. Who do you talk to about this in Louisiana? Who do you talk to? You got all this info.
Oh, well,
who do you sit down and talk to?
There's very, very few people I can talk to at all. There's a couple people that are interested in it, but I doubt they believe about half of what I'm saying.
Hey, Aaron, what is the name of the Nick Cage movie that the solar flares kill the planet?
Knowing, right?
Knowing? There we go. Another Nick Cage movie warning us about what's really going on. So we're seeing heating all over the place. You know, people want to call it global warming. Those people are called Aaron. Some people think this is a natural
occurrence.
A phase of the, you know, of Earth. And it's warming and cooling. It's warming and it's cooling. You're telling me right now that Alaska is a heat wave right now. There's something going on in Alaska. It's super hot.
Yeah, it's breaking records. They had 90 degrees in Anchorage measured. It broke the last record, 1969, 85 degrees. And, you know, what's happening there is it's not being reported, but vehicles are actually plunging through the ice roads because that's what they use for transportation. And those things are starting to melt.
So is this part of this sun flickering problem right now?
It's possible. I mean, there's so much going on that could be linked to this, that could be linked. You know, the cosmic radiation, of course, is going to be heating us. There's more radiation penetrating the surface of the Earth because of the weakened magnetosphere, which is supposed to protect us from this stuff. And possible that it could be. Yeah.
Is that man-made that it's weakening? Or is that just a natural occurrence because of the sun flickering less?
Well, every supposedly 20,000 years or so, we have a magnetic reversal where this occurs. Our magnetic field weakens and starts moving and eventually reverses. And, you know, there's been talk that this is occurring right now.
So our magnetic field, which is – what is our magnetic field?
It's the – It's the electronic field that surrounds the planet, and it basically protects us from any incoming radiation, and it's weakening right now to the point where it's moving very rapidly.
Dude, you've given us so much information, it's impossible for me to digest any of it.
So you say
now, it usually moves about 9 kilometers or 6 miles a year. Recently, it's shot up to 50 kilometers or 30 miles a year. And some of the researchers, you know, that I've been talking to say that within 5 years, we could have the reversal and it would knock us back to the Stone Age technology-wise.
Okay. So this magnetic field.
Have you heard of the Carrington event?
No, what is that?
Okay, it was a solar flare in the 1800s that basically fried our telegraph waves.
What?
Now, that was just a solar flare. If that would happen now, it would fry basically everything. We would have no
communication. We wouldn't be able to get on Pornhub.
No,
is that what you're saying?
Yep.
We wouldn't. Okay. So the magnetic field is a powerful field application. No. Software that enables you to collect. No, that's not it. What is that? Magnetic field. Here we go.
It's from the north and the south.
Okay.
That's what that.
Let's see what this is. It's north and south. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you, Xavier. It's north and south. I know that. Okay. Magnetic is a wide range of size scale subatomic particles to the galaxy. The effect of magnetic fields are commonly seen in permanent magnets, which pull on magnetic materials and attract or repel magnets. The magnetic field surrounds and created by magnetized material and by moving electronic charges, such as those used in electromagnetics. Okay, but I'm trying to figure out what it does for the planet. What does it do for the planet? What is
that? Honestly, I'm not a scientist. I don't know the exact specifics of what it does for the planet. I consider myself more of a journalist. I find out what's going on and I report it to the best of my abilities. You know, I haven't gotten into the science of what exactly is our magnetic field. I know it's a source of protection for our planet. It's essential for us. And I know that it reverses every few thousand years. 10 to 20,000 years, and it wreaks havoc on our planet.
The Earth's magnetic field serves to deflect most of solar wind, whose charged particles would otherwise strip away the ozone layer that protects the Earth from harmful ultraviolet radiation.
Wow.
Right. Basically, it protects the planet, like
so
I said.
So the magnetic field protects the ozone that protects us. Wow. And if this thing reverses, all hell breaks loose.
Basically, yes.
And this is why I am not saving for my retirement, because the end is near. The end is near. And this is wreaking havoc on us. So Alaska's heating up.
Mexico's cooling.
Mexico's cooling.
In Guadalajara, they just had a
snowstorm.
It was crazy. Like, never happens there. It's usually a tropical climate. And so shit's actually turning around.
So let me ask you something. Do you believe in weather wars?
I definitely do. I believe that they can control the weather. I believe they've been geoengineering since the 70s or even before. I have a strong belief that they do have a secret space program working in conjunction with this. I think it works in conjunction with the chemtrails. And now, you know, the scariest part is the release of 5G. I've heard theories that it's all going to work together. In a new terrifying weapon that can control everything, you know, not only the weather, but actually human beings. I believe that they can control earthquakes. And I think that they've actually used that as weaponry recently.
Oh, my God.
Do you think the fires were natural? The California fires?
No, I do not. From what I've seen, I'm kind of leaning towards the directed energy weapon theory. It's just because of the extreme heat displayed. You know, you don't see that naturally.
Yeah, And we were talking about the other day. It's like everyone's like, you know, forest fires burn at 1,500 degrees at the hottest. The metal burns at 2,500. Now, they'll tell you, oh, well, different metal does different things. Okay. But a bridge, an old bridge that is burnt, okay, built with American steel, okay, not this millennial steel, this social justice warrior steel that just fucking melts and when it gets too hot, I'm saying, no, this is real, okay? That was done on purpose. And we're seeing this right now. They think that big explosion in China could have been a weather attack. And that we're hitting China, they're hitting us, and it's just getting crazy. And it's just, man, what have we done? Like, this is why everyone's like, man, I trust scientists. Fuck scientists, man. Scientists invented a weather machine that could fucking kill people. You know? DARPA. Direct energy weapons. The stuff in your food that causes cancer. That's all scientists. And you're telling me that we're having, like, mass extinction right now with animals?
Yeah, there's been, you know, it's one of the biggest things is insects. There's been a 75% decline in overall insects in the past 25 years. And, you know, the insects are going to govern our ecosystem. 37% decline in the honeybee population, at least the ones that are managed and you're able to tell how many we have. 37% within 1 year. Now, I don't know about your area. I've noticed this in my area. I don't see actual birds flying anymore. I can hear them chirping. Now, I don't know if that's because of the magnetic soup that we're always in through Wi-Fi and all this crap that they don't want to fly around in it anymore. But that's one thing I've noticed myself. I've noticed the decline in insects. The other thing is the mass extinction we're seeing in our oceans as well.
They say once the bees go, we go. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, what's going on in the oceans?
Well, I mean, millions of species have died within 2 years. They're just recently, they've had, I think it's almost up to 300 or more dolphins and whales washing up on the West Coast, all along the West Coast. Last year, they had mass deaths of whales and dolphins. They had the red tide outbreak in Florida, which that alone killed millions of species. It was so underreported how much damage was actually done. The beaches were uninhabitable. People couldn't even live there because of the stench. It's actually happening again right now. The oyster fishermen in Alabama are reporting 100% loss, that everything they are dredging up right now is dead.
Oh, my God.
There's an enormous dead spot in the Gulf of Mexico right now as well.
The 10th whale washed ashore on March 10th of this year.
And what do you think this is? The heating of the oceans?
Yeah, I believe, yes, that exactly. I think the oceans are heating up. Not only that, but we got Fukushima. We've got all the man-made, disgusting fucking pollution that we do. You know, that alone is enough to kill the oceans, but then we've got the heating and we've got all this other stuff. Last week, mussels along the – I don't know if you heard about this, but the California coastline were cooked in their shells from the temperature in the ocean.
Four of them were dead from malnutrition, and four of them were struck by ships. So, kind of our fault.
Yeah, of course our fault. Now, you know, if you talk to Eddie, nuclear Fukushima is, I mean, I've seen people do studies that, you know, the nuclear waste basically will dissipate and it's a big hoax and it's all bullshit. I don't know, man. I don't know. They say Fukushima.
I don't see how any kind of radiation would be good for the water. I mean, you know.
No, I agree on that. Mm. I agree on that. It's insane. It's insane. So you think we're entering an extinction level situation?
Well, you know, I don't know how fast this is going to occur. I don't know if we have 10, 20, 30 years left, but I don't think that we have 100 years left. I think that this planet is on a fast track to extinction. Even there was a mainstream news story that reported that humanity could be gone by 2050 at the current rate of decline of animals, insects, everything that's happening right now if we don't make changes. But I don't think that we could make enough changes to account for what's already happened.
So you're a conspiracy theorist, would you say?
Definitely.
When you say, when they say that global warming is a hoax, what is your thoughts on that?
Their version is a hoax. We're warming, but it's not because of what they say. It's not due to the greenhouse gases. We've made our fingerprint. You know, we've caused a lot of harm to this planet, but not on the scale that's possible. The planet is able to clean itself. We are not. I don't believe that we're overpopulating the planet. I believe the planet has the ability to sustain a lot more than it can and heal itself. But I think that there's more malevolent agendas behind the scenes going on. And that's what I try to explore.
Interesting. Interesting.
Well, I don't know how people are worried about global warming. Well, what if it was cooling? That's a lot scarier, I'd say.
There's an argument.
Imagine
the
whole thing with Chicago. Imagine this with Chicago.
Just everything went frozen.
From frozen cold.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I would rather it be hot.
Yeah.
Girls in bikinis. I ain't never mad at that.
You can just hit the pool if, you know, it gets too hot. No, I'm with you on that. That's crazy, dude. It is crazy. But the thing is, like, can we do anything about this?
Well, I mean, for me, what. The only thing I think we can do is better our own lives, live our own lives better, get the word out to people who are willing to listen to you, try and prepare in your life, make the changes to your own environment that can make things better. Just do the best you can with what you have, and just don't be complacent in your life. Don't close your mind off to things. Be open-minded. And just realize that our world is run by psychopaths, and there's some shit going down right now.
I love your channel. You do a lot of that stuff.
Let's get rid of straws.
Yeah. I mean, dude, any of that stuff, like Y2K, all that is just money grabs, dude. You know, obviously I think fracking is causing problems, man. I really do. I'm not saying it's global warming or anything like that. And I'm not even saying, I'm not going to sit here and say global warming is real. Global warming isn't real. I don't want to say it's not real because I grew up thinking it was real. And then, you know, but then I got Al Gore telling me about it and he's full of shit. You know, he's one of the most bullshit motherfuckers to ever talk on anything. He basically
to me, they all are. They're all puppets.
I love it.
They're all full of shit. You know, I don't think we have a legitimate politician out there, honestly.
I agree with that. So are you into aliens?
Definitely, man. I do plenty of shows on aliens.
What do you think's going on with aliens?
Well, right now there's a lot going on. We have some interesting things going on with disclosure. We've got the Navy reports. We've got the leaks coming on, the Admiral Wilson leaks. I just question the sources and why. Why now? And why is it coming from our government?
Right.
It seems like they could be preparing us for something.
Like Project Bluebeam?
You know, I've heard of that. I haven't done that much research into Project Bluebeam. It would be a possibility for me just because, you know, they could be planning some kind of huge fake thing to get their own agendas through.
For sure. So what do you think's going on? Are there a lot of aliens? Are they here? Did the Anunnaki leave? Or is the Anunnaki still here and they're just hanging out? Are there lizard people? What do you think's going on?
For me, I believe that there are extraterrestrials. There are interdimensional beings. I think that they have interacted with us since the beginning of humanity. Whether they upgraded us at some point, I couldn't tell you. I am leaning towards that. I think that there's been constant communication of some sort with the highest level of royalty and leaders of our country. I think it's been a big cover up. I do believe that we have a secret space program. I think.
Do you
it
think
was
we're on all the planets? Do you think we're on all the planets?
I don't know about all the planets. I question the stories about the whistleblowers on Mars. I don't trust David Wilcock. I don't trust Corey Good. I think they're scam artists.
Really?
I take all of that with a grain of salt. I'm not sure how deep our secret space program goes. I know it's definitely surrounding our planet. I know that we have reverse engineered craft. We've probably have operations on the moon. It's possible we could have them on Mars. I just don't know how far it goes, and I'm not going to speculate on that too much just because there's no way for us to verify any of that.
Okay. What's your thoughts on Planet X?
Planet X, I used to be big on. I have my doubts now. The main things that make me think Planet X would be a possibility is when you look at the graph of the magnetosphere, and I'm not going to say the name of this. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it shows where the solar wind is hitting our magnetosphere from the sun. And at times it appears that there's a second set of solar wind hitting us from the backside of the planet, which means there would be a large object emitting that energy on the other side of the planet. And that's sometimes what we see on this satellite data. That's one thing. And the other thing is the major increase in fireballs that we've seen. I don't know the percentage, but it's way up in the past few years. There's been a lot more that have actually impacted the ground. There was one in Cuba recently. There was one in New Zealand. You don't really hear about it on the mainstream, but they are actually making it to the ground now. That's concerning. And the other thing is the Planet 9 discovery. They're saying it's very possible we have a very large body on the outside of our solar system that could cause major gravitational issues with us. But I'm kind of leaning towards grand solar minimum or, you know, just an increase in cosmic energy in the place we are in space. But I haven't made a decision on what I think it is 100%.
So you've done a lot in ancient civilizations. What are your thoughts on that?
I think our whole history is a lie. I think we're way older than they say. I believe humans could be actually millions of years old. I interviewed Michael Cremo, author of Forbidden Archaeology. He definitely believes that it's possible advanced humans could be up to millions of years old. I think multiple cataclysms destroyed civilizations multiple times. We had to completely rebuild, and we lost all the information in those resets. That's why we have so much trouble finding out who we really are. I think the information is suppressed now because they used to have free energy technology. I think that they knew this, so they suppressed that. And not only that, our origins. I think it's very possible that we have extraterrestrial origins and that they're a very big part of our past.
I like it, dude. I like it. I like it a lot. What's your favorite topic to talk about?
Right now, it's UFOs and Earth changes. They're neck and neck.
Wow, man. Yeah, man, you got some great. I'm looking at your episodes right now. Solar Kill Shot, man. These are all great things that people should go check out. Man, you dropped a whole bunch of knowledge. Who runs the world, dude?
Well, I'm not going to say lizard people because I'm not too sold on the whole lizard people thing. But I think psychopaths definitely run the country. Whether it goes off planet with that control is to be debated. I have some thoughts that it's possible. I think either that or the spirit world could be whispering in these ears. They could have demons telling these assholes what to do. I think that's another possibility, too. The spiritual realm is very real to me. It may just be interdimensional entities, not extraterrestrials, that are communicating, causing this havoc on our planet.
So interesting, man. What do you think of AI?
I think AI is a huge threat. I think it can actually be used in conjunction with 5G. It's possible, make us less of humans. You know, there's theories that what they're spraying in the air has these little nanotechnologies that we've been breathing in for years, and they can use AI to basically control everything about us through these little nanoparticles that we've been fucking breathing in.
Man.
In Louisiana, right? Is there a lot of abductions? A lot of people getting taken up by aliens?
You know, if there is, we don't talk about it down here. I don't hear anything about aliens or abductions at all from any local sources.
You're not worried about being a hick and getting probed by aliens?
You know, it's crossed my mind. I'd actually probably welcome an alien encounter, not a good probing, you know, unless
hey,
it was a female
you.
Alien,
we like
a hot
to get
female alien, it was
Japanese.
The other way around, you never know.
It's fine, dude.
But, you know, I'd love to actually see, I've never seen a UFO. I believe in it, I research it, I've never seen one. Myself.
You've never seen, a UFO could be anything, but you'd like to see an alien. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd love to see an alien.
Well, I hope you see an alien, dude.
On September 20th this year, 120,000 alien hunters are planning to storm Area 51.
Well, I wish them luck.
Yeah, right?
I wish them luck.
How do you think that's going to go?
Dude, who knows what weapons they have there? They might have some that just straight up can just stop time. You're just sitting there. You can't do any. I mean, dude, you're literally storming a place that has weapons beyond anything you'd ever know.
Yep.
Right. I mean, I believe we definitely have technology 30, even 50 years ahead of what the public has.
When is that happening?
September 20th.
Okay, we're going to go, but we're not going in. We're going to sit back and just eat popcorn and watch.
I'm down.
Hell yeah, man. You want to come out, dog? Come on, Chris, come hang out with us.
That sounds like fun, dude. I wish I could.
Well, Chris, you're a wonderful man. You do great research. Your YouTube page is growing. You put out a ton of content, and you're a hustler. And I'm glad you're not with your wife anymore, because now you can go out and tap all the ass, okay? Because you know those conspiracy ladies, they're lovely, lovely ladies, right?
All right. Definitely.
Well, I'm super.
Wish they had more of them around me.
Maybe you got to move, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe you got to get out of there.
It may be in the future.
Yeah, you might have to go to the future, like Vegas or something, where like it's 2019, not whatever's going on in Louisiana. I love Louisiana, though. It's a one. Those guys are very nice people. I gigged out there. They're very nice. I was weirded out by the term coonass. I was doing stand-up, and I asked this table about what they thought about Alabama football. And it was all white guys. And then there was a table of all black people there. And he's like, they're a bunch of coon asses. I'm like, dude, you're going to start a riot right here. And they're like, nah, man, that's not what that means, dude. That means like dumb redneck, right? And I was like,
yeah, it's our version of like a redneck. Exactly.
So that is a redneck calling a redneck a coon ass.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
definitely.
Like, that's like superpower redneck.
Yeah, man.
Well, my
it's
friend
hilarious.
Christopher, you're a wonderful man. I appreciate you. Come on. Tell them real quick where they can find all your stuff.
Yeah, go to Forbidden Knowledge News on YouTube, Forbidden Knowledge News on Facebook. That's in my you need to check out my podcast. I'm trying to get everybody to go to my podcast right now. It's on Spreaker because YouTube probably doesn't have a future there. I mean, with the censorship going on, they're deleting channels left and right. So please make your first choice the Spreaker podcast if you're going to check me out, and YouTube as secondary.
All right. I mean, are you putting it out everywhere else too besides Spreaker? Putting it on iTunes?
I'm working on it, man. I'm getting everywhere. It's a lot of work. I still have a day job that I do, so you know I'm trying to hustle all over the place.
What do you do for a day job?
I do sales.
Nice.
I'll just say that.
Sounds like someone sells coke. You're a man, Christopher. We appreciate you. Come back soon, and we'll do it again, buddy. I appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Take care.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, you're a good man for sitting there enjoying this. XG, you're wonderful. Guys, we'll see you soon. Take care.